This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, and it's going to be an awesome Tuesday. I really, really feel like the Kamala Harris campaign is in free fall, and we will actually open up talking about that tonight. An interesting development in the attempted Trump assassin. His son was arrested for kiddie porn. We'll discuss that. Another American corporation that is patronized, not occupied, patronized by right-wingers. Turned out they were doing left-wing things. That, how the system targets you. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I also have a couple different guests for a couple different reasons. About a half hour from now, I'm going to bring on Josh Hammer. Josh Hammer is a lawyer. He's been on here a lot. But Democrats are doing something right now, trying to preemptively strip Donald Trump of presidential powers because they're afraid he's going to win. I want to talk to Josh Hammer about the legality of this and what that might look like. So that's coming up about a half hour from now. Next hour, we're going to do something different, how they're moving the various immigrants around the country into important battleground states. I have a guest coming on to talk about that. It's going to be an awesome show tonight. But along those lines, what Hammer is going to talk about a half hour, Jamie Raskin, that piece of trash communist, he's pretty much putting it out there publicly that they have plans. They're going to try to implement plans. Those plans, they're all designed to stop Donald Trump from using presidential powers against the system. This is one of the things that has me so encouraged about the election. Obviously, it's bad that they're doing something like this. But when it comes to the election, almost every signal out of the Democrat Party is they are very concerned and they feel like they're losing. There are starting to be leaks out of Washington, D.C. from Democrats behind the scenes who have all the numbers and they're worried they're losing. And so what are they doing? They're trying to figure out a way, if Donald Trump is elected president again, to stop him from taking away their real power, their real bread and butter. And what is that real power? What is that real bread and butter? The power is they control all of the government institutions, and they really, really control the most powerful ones. Remember this. Remember this. The holy grail of communist power in this country, it is the IRS, it is the State Department, it is the FBI, the CIA, and the DOJ. Now, you could add the Pentagon in there, but you could also put them under any one of the other umbrellas. But remember, IRS, FBI, CIA, DOJ, State Department. Those five things, plus the Pentagon, so you'd probably call it six things. Those six things, they are the true power of this country. And Democrats realized this years ago, and they began being really, really purposeful in a way Republicans have never been. They started getting really purposeful about not only filling up those six organizations with America-hating communists, but ensuring that you can't fire the people they fill those organizations with. And just think for a moment about the power those organizations hold. It doesn't matter who's president, whatever. Republican, Democrat, Trump, Dome, Biden, doesn't matter. Set that aside. The House. We could have a supermajority in the House and Senate and laws. Still think about this. If you had the presidency and you had the House and you had the Senate and the Supreme Court has all of our numbers, What if the IRS, we'll just make it about one for now. What if the IRS is controlled by communists who hate you? What kind of power do they have to completely wreck your life? Unending power. And that's the IRS. Now let's talk about all the others together, working together, because that's what they do. The FBI can ruin you. Can ruin you. You don't have to be guilty of a crime. They can entrap you. They can and have planted evidence on you. They'll do that in a heartbeat. They can destroy your life without even sending you to prison, even if you manage to get out. They'll bankrupt you and your entire family. The FBI has that power. They can do it tomorrow to any one of us. You, me, any one of us. The State Department. That goes to foreign power. But think of the power of the State Department. Donald Trump was impeached by his own State Department. Remember that? His own State Department impeached the President of the United States of America. That's how powerful the State Department is. The DOJ. I realize the FBI would really fall under the DOJ, but the DOJ, the power to charge people, indict people, who gets charged, who doesn't get charged, who doesn't get charged, who gets a sweetheart deal, who gets sent to prison for the rest of their natural life. What power that is to control the FBI, the DOJ, the State Department. And let's just go ahead and bring them up. The Central Intelligence Agency. How corrupt is our government? How corrupt are our government institutions? Do you remember, I know you probably do, you remember the Hunter Biden Delaware trial? This is the trial where they had the special counsel who was supposedly going after Hunter, even though he was a lifelong friend of the Bidens. He was going after Hunter, and they were trying to, the prosecution there was trying to get stuff done, dig things up, find out what Hunter's guilty of and convict him of crimes. That's what the prosecution was trying to do there. And do you remember who stepped in at various points in that trial to protect Hunter Biden? The Central Intelligence Agency, the largest, most powerful spy organization on the planet, stepped in a domestic trial to protect Joe Biden's son. The real power, lasting power, untouchable by the voters. You can't touch these people. I can't touch these people. We don't get to vote these people out of office. The real power is who controls the institutions, and the government institutions of this country are occupied. 95% of them hate you. 95% of them are registered Democrats who despise you, your rights, your voting habits, your freedoms, your very way of life. 95% of them. You walk into the Federal Bureau of Investigation with its 35,000 employees. You can go shoulder tap 100 people and 95 of them would love to spit in your face and throw you in a cage. Central Intelligence Agency, State Department, Pentagon. Pentagon might be the most rotted of any of them. And they're very, very concerned that Trump might actually do some swamp draining, which remains to be seen. He didn't do any last time, but this time he's promised things will change. Let's take him at his word there. Let's hope we get better personnel to actually drain it. The bad guys are very, very concerned about it, and it makes me happy. That is where the true power, the evil communist power, lies in this country. It's with those various departments, and they must be drained. Now, there's that, and you combine the fear they're having and the fear they're expressing about a potential Trump presidency with how badly the Kamala Harris campaign is flailing out there. The economy's looking bad. I know you heard this.
Looking
today
at some big misses here on consumer confidence. We're expecting a headline number to be around 104, 98.7, 98.7. That is the weakest going back to July of 22. When it was 95.3. So these are definitely weaker than expected numbers. Now, let's go towards present situation. 124.3, also a very big miss. That's the weakest since March of 21. And here's something very fascinating. This now, if you look at the July read, that was the weakest since April of 20.
Consumer confidence way down. People were stressed. The jobs market's disappearing. The few jobs we have, they're handing them to immigrants. And the Dome campaign, that are out there saying things like this.
But more importantly, I think one thing, Steve, former president keeps talking about the Kamala crash and we'll have a depression like 1929 mm-hmm. if Kamala gets into office. We mm-hmm. have record stock market.
What
record
does it
stock
matter if that no, money no. doesn't buy you anything? Well, gas prices up 50%.
Wait, time out. Gas prices are not up 50%. They're up 30%.
It's only 30%. All right, we'll dig into this a little bit more, the Dome campaign and some things I'm seeing that are giving me hope. Before we do that, let's do this. Let's line up behind Tunnel to Towers and their mission. You know, I had a chance last night to sit down with some veterans. I had dinner with them and just talk about life and the ones we leave behind. And it only renewed my love for organizations like Tunnel to Towers who dedicate themselves to caring for the ones left behind. The Gold Star families, when dad doesn't come back, when mom doesn't come back, the fallen first responder families. Who cares for them? Who does anything for them when the worst day of their life comes? Tunnel to Towers does. They are out there being our hands and feet all the time. All they ask for from us is $11 a month. You sign up, you give it automatically, you won't even know it's gone. Go to T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. And as I said, I believe the Kamala Harris campaign is drowning out here. They know, just like when they had Joe Biden, they know they have a candidate who can't do it. And in the end, even with all the media lies and all the money, and they're spending absurd amounts of money campaigning and all the ads and with everything else, and that stuff matters. I'm not dismissing it. And I'm not dismissing their chances at the election. But in the end, you still have to have a candidate who can function. And really, probably most importantly, and this is sad, but probably most importantly, you have to have a candidate the people can stomach. There's this thing known as the Al Smith Charity Dinner. We played a little bit for you. I think it was last night. Did we play a little bit of that, Chris? I think we did last night. Anyway, even whether we did or not, it's a self-depreciating dinner. The candidates, when they're running for office, they all show up all the time. It's just something, Democrats, Republicans, they show up, they crack jokes about each other. It's an excellent opportunity to endear yourself to the public. Granted, someone else always writes these people's jokes. None of these people are genuinely funny. Actually, I take that back. Trump's actually pretty funny, but most of these people are not genuinely funny at all. But still, it's something you show up and you do. Except Dome has refused. Here's the Cardinal talking about it.
We're disappointed. We were looking forward to giving the Vice President an enthusiastic welcome. And we were confident that she would find this. You know, she speaks very much about the high ideals and how it's good to get away from division and come together in unity and all. Well, that's what the Al Smith dinner is all about. We haven't given up yet. We're not used to this. We don't know how to handle it. This hasn't happened in 40 years since Walter Mondale turned down the invitation. And remember, he lost 49 out of 50 states. So I don't want to say there's a direct connection there.
Why would she refuse something like that? Because Kamala Harris has the worst case of imposter syndrome I've ever seen in my life. She knows that she doesn't know anything. She knows she can't speak eloquently about anything. And what she most definitely cannot do is the thing that shows the most confidence. Laugh at yourself. Can you laugh at yourself? If you are a confident person, you can. And if you are not, you can't. Kamala Harris might be the least confident 50-some-year-old woman I've ever seen in my life. The only time I have ever run into that level of insecurity in my life has been with young teenagers. Young teenage boys, young teenage girls, when your body's changing, you're awkward, you know you're awkward, you're in that phase, it's awkward and you feel like everybody is laughing at you at all times or might laugh at you, and so you're just completely uncomfortable and you're deathly afraid the school's going to find out you have a pimple on your nose. You know, you have no confidence. The only time I've ever seen Kamala Harris's lack of confidence in people is with young teenagers, yet she is a 50-some-year-old woman. She can't even show up at a joking thing, and she knows she has to. They are getting desperate. And the surrogates they're sending out, because she has no policy, she has no plan. Listen to this. This is a little long. Listen to this exchange with the Kamala Harris surrogate. For people, even for the norms and normas who don't know anything about politics, for people who are struggling, maybe that's you right now, listen to this answer.
What is Harris's plan? We're waiting.
Yeah, okay, there's a lot of aspects to it in regards to looking at it online. So let's talk about lowering the grocery.
Hold on. What, Chris? What's a surrogate? You don't know what a surrogate is? What kind of school did you go to? You know, a surrogate, well, that makes a lot of sense. Public education. If you'd gone to a prestigious community college the way I did, you would know what these huge words mean. Surrogate just means a spokesman, a spokeswoman for the Harris campaign. She's a campaign surrogate. How do you not know this? We do this for a living. Gosh, Chris is so tiresome.
What is Harris's plan? We're waiting.
Yeah, okay, there's a lot of aspects to it in regards to looking at it online. So let's talk about lowering the grocery costs, because that's something that's brought up. The viewers can look at this online. She talks about certain things in regards to advancing the first federal ban on price gouging on food and groceries, to set clear rules to the road to make it clear that big corporations can't unfairly exploit consumers as well.
Is that happening? Secure new is that happening?
Could it not at this moment? No, this is her plan that's laid out for the first 100 days when she becomes president of the United States of America.
Gouging, is that currently happening?
In regards to I don't know exactly if that's currently happening or not, because I'm not privy to that type of information. Okay. But there are people are costing a lot of money in regards to groceries.
Okay. It seems like potentially you're having a hard time articulating her plan. And
honestly, that's not true. Please, I'm constantly being interrupted by you, which as a woman, I think is disrespectful. When I'm trying to speak, every time I try and speak, you speak over me.
Okay, final thought.
Thank you so much for having me.
These are the surrogates. The best thing can come. Well, I read it online. Is that happening? Well, no, but you're not articulating it well. As a woman, you're interrupting me. Gosh. I'm telling you, the campaign's going poorly, and it makes me smile. Anyway, Josh Hammer is going to join us next and talk about the lawfare they're preemptively using against Trump. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him. But he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, and we need a lawyer in here. Joining me now, my friend, host of America on Trial, Josh Hammer, is going to clear some things up for us. Okay, Josh, we're going to need you to clear up many things for us. One of those things being Jamie Raskin, Democrats, are putting their heads together, figuring out how to limit Donald Trump's power should he be elected to the White House again. Can they do that?
Well, Jesse, the problem that Jamie Raskin and Joe Walsh and others are having is that, I mean, this is literally constitutional law 101, and they are flunking it. Congress cannot intervene to statutorily amend that which the Constitution takes off the table. If the Constitution says it, then you can't just legislate it. I mean, this is kind of in a slightly separate context. This is the entire problem with what the dunderhead from Rhode Island, Sheldon Whitehouse, is trying to do with his so-called ethics reform of the U.S. Supreme Court. A lot of what he's trying to do is right there on the Constitution, and it doesn't matter if Congress passed a bill if the Constitution protects it. So getting us back to what Jamie Raskin is trying to do. So they have this so-called no dictators declaration, which, I mean, it's really a PR stunt. I mean, it's essentially just a list of five bullet points, and they're trying to get people to sign it. It's basically just trying to say that Trump is a dictator. But they're saying a few things. We vow to do this. Congress should do X, Y, Z things. And they're really getting after, above all, the Trump versus United States immunity case at the U.S. Supreme Court that came down about 3.5 months ago. But here's the problem, Jesse. The problem is that the Democrats like to say, Jamie Raskin certainly among them, they like to say, no one is above the law. A president has to follow the law. But here's what they're not telling you. They're not telling you that the Constitution is the law. So therefore, if Article 2, the article of the Constitution that establishes the executive branch, the presidency, if Article 2 says something, that is the law. That's all the U.S. Supreme Court did in the Trump versus United States immunity case, is they interpreted what the phrase the executive power means, and properly and correctly said that the executive power, of which Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1 of the Constitution speaks, cannot possibly encompass full-scale lack of immunity for presidents, because in order to do that would be to hobble the president in office, and he wouldn't be able to get anything done. So, you know, they're shooting at the wrong thing here, but we're not dealing with particularly serious people when we're talking about Joe Walsh and Jamie Raskin, so I can't say that I'm too surprised either.
Okay, so just to clarify, this is not something they're going to be able to do, though, right? Because you say it's not constitutional. Well, nothing this freaking government does is constitutional, and they do it anyway. But they can't do this?
They can't. I mean, but that's not going to stop them. I mean, that's not going to stop them any time soon. And at that point, it would be up for the U.S. Supreme Court, as is often the case, to weigh in and declare that a certain statute is unconstitutional. There are a couple of problems with that. One is that the Supreme Court doesn't issue advisory opinions. There was a very, very early case back in the 1790s, just after America was formed, where the U.S. Supreme Court said, you know what, we're not going to do this. You need standing. You need an actual live case or controversy. We're not just going to tell you whether this thing is legal or illegal. So if, God forbid, they were to pass something as stupid as this, the Supreme Court wouldn't be able to nullify it the next day. The second and bigger problem is the looming threat of what Kamala Harris and Tim Walz could do to the U.S. Supreme Court if, God forbid, they actually come into power come January 2025. Jesse, they plan to undermine it to the point of effective destruction. I mean, that is exactly what Kamala Harris and Tim Walz want to do to the U.S. Supreme Court. She was talking earlier today about overturning the filibuster in the U.S. Senate. I have no doubt that if Democrats succeed in nuking the filibuster, one of the very first pieces of legislation that they would seek to pass would be to pass this so-called ethics reform that Sheldon Whitehouse is talking about for the U.S. Supreme Court. That ethics reform would basically be FDR-style court packing by any other name. They would seek to mandate retirement for the justices. They would seek to do all sorts of things much of which would actually itself, and this is kind of circular reasoning, much of what they would try to do would be unconstitutional. But then the court would say no, and you'd essentially have a full-scale separation of powers constitutional crisis on your hands. So it's a very, very dark road that Joe Walsh and Jamie Raskin and Sheldon Whitehouse and all these clowns are taking us down. But Democrats have unfortunately taken us down this path before.
Yes, they certainly are. Speaking with Josh Hammer, host of America on Trial. Okay, Josh, as far as the powers Donald Trump does have, anyone with eyes and a brain can see right now that the administrative state is tyrannical and evil and has to be drained, reformed, destroyed, whatever word you want to put on it. But you can't exist with a DOJ, FBI, CIA, State Department. You can't exist with one this rotted. If he is elected again, what can he do? Because you'll have to forgive me if I'm not banking on Congress helping out.
So as a matter of actual constitutional law, Jesse, in my personal opinion, my reading of the Constitution, the president has plenary full power, period, full stop, end of story, to make whatever hiring and firing decisions he wants to make in his executive branch. I mean, he is the commander in chief. And as I was just saying a couple minutes ago, he wields the executive power. Specifically, the vesting clause of Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1 vests the executive power in one individual and one individual only. It's not vested in the vice president. It's not vested in the attorney general or the secretary of defense or anyone like that. The president and the president alone has command over his executive branch. Now, there are a lot of statutes that have been passed that undermine that. And this goes all the way back to the Reconstruction era, if you want to go back that far, to the Pendleton Act, which established the modern civil service. That would be around the 1880s, 1890s, around there. So a lot of these statutes, in my view, actually are, truthfully speaking, unconstitutional. If I were advising Donald Trump as a legal advisor on day one, I would essentially advise him to act the way he needs to act, and basically ignore these statutes, let alone these executive orders that have been promulgated over the years that are contrary to the Constitution and that limit and restrain his ability to control the executive branch. I would say basically ignore that. If someone wants to sue, let's have that out. The Supreme Court is in a position right now where I think they probably would be more likely than not to rule in Donald Trump's favor when it comes to core administrative state executive branch types of constitutional issues. So he really should go in guns blazing. And this, unfortunately, Jesse, as I think you and I both know, was one of Donald Trump's shortcomings in his first term, was that he didn't actually go in guns blazing and trying to actually get rid of the deep state and drain the swamp hard enough. He tried at the very, very end of his tenure to put Schedule F in, which is this somewhat of obscure executive order that would give him greater leeway to fire insubordinate deep state bureaucrats. He should definitely do that. Schedule F should be a day one no-brainer priority. I think he arguably should probably go even further than that. He should not think about what these erroneous statutes say about limiting his power to fire. He should go in there and essentially try to fire whoever the heck he wants to fire.
Josh, is Donald Trump going to prison if he loses the election?
You know, I don't know is the honest answer, Jesse. I do not think that they are going to end up sentencing him to jail in the New York City case, the so-called hush money case with Stormy Daniels and all that total garbage. And the reason for that is pretty simple, actually, which is if you actually look at the X's and O's of this, the New York City prisons, I mean, we're talking here about like Rikers Island and stuff like that. And by the way, it's obviously disgusting that we are even having this conversation. But New York City penitentiaries have a very firm no firearms policy, and Donald Trump is many things, but he is among them a former president of the United States, which means he gets 24/7 Secret Service protection. I'm not sure how you square that circle. I mean, New York City, which has to abide by federal law the same way that any other jurisdiction or state has to abide by federal law, they're not going to be able to skirt around the fact that Donald Trump needs 24 armed guards. So I don't see him going to jail in that particular context unless they literally want to build an entire whole new wing of the prison. I guess I could see it coming. I don't think the federal cases are going to hold up with the Jack Smith cases in D.C. or in Florida. So I think it's very unlikely that he goes to prison, Jesse, but I'll be honest with you, it's hard to say, which again is a very scary thing to think about.
It is scary. Josh, he is Josh Hammer, host of America on Trial. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you very much.
Anytime, Jeff.
All right. So we have to have a frank talk about superpowers and if I have them already, because something happened last night. What, Chris? Don't interrupt. Anyway, was it just the chalk? It might have been. It might. Who knows? Look, when you can take natural herbal supplements, a male vitality stack is what I take from chalk, and you can increase your testosterone by 20% in 90 days, that already is going to remake you as a human being. When you've done what I've done and you've taken it for 3 years, are you something that is more than human now? I don't know. I mean, I don't know whether you want to consider me a Superman type person or not. What, Chris? But listen, a male vitality stack from Chalk will have you feeling like one, I know that. Or a female vitality stack. Natural herbal supplements are the way forward. Get a subscription so you save a pile of money. Take it for 90 days and tell me how you feel. Call them, text them, 50CHOQ3000, that's C-H-O-Q, or chuck.com. Just remember to tell them I told you to call. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, reminding you you can email the show, and you should. We love your emails. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. So we still have a bunch of stuff on tap for the show. Next hour, about halfway through next hour, someone's coming on. He's going to discuss a Soros project that is changing the face of swing state voting. And we're going to discuss that with Spencer next hour. That'll be good. The Trump assassin's son was busted for kiddie porn. Another company was busted going hardcore left that you didn't know about. Joe Biden's detestable bragging about Afghanistan. All these things are still to come, but I want to get to a couple things first. I'll get to the emails in a moment. You've undoubtedly read or seen on the TV or listened to anything about stories about human beings who, either in a moment or maybe otherwise, develop abilities that are superhuman. Abilities human, Chris, stop shaking your head. Abilities human beings are not supposed to have. And something happened to me last night. And I haven't dug into this yet. I'm going to go see some professionals and see what they have to say. I think I might be one of those people. What, Chris? What? You haven't even heard what happened yet, Chris, and you're already shooting it down. No, you don't even understand. No, so listen, this isn't about the spider bite. Chris thinks I'm going to talk about this spider bite. I got bit by a spider really bad, and it's all gross. And I was looking at it, and I was daydreaming about that bite in the shower today, and I was thinking about Spider-Man powers and stuff. But that's actually not what I'm discussing, Chris. That's not what happened. No one's ever heard this story yet. This is breaking. I might be the only one, so I don't know. Last night, everyone had gone to bed, and I was sitting, winding down. I know this is the nerdiest thing in the world, but I have this Kindle, like this pad thing, and I had a World War II documentary on it, and I had noise-canceling headphones. Get this. I have headphones. They cancel out noise from the outside. It's pretty advanced. And I had these noise-canceling headphones on, and I was sitting in the living room in the dark watching this documentary while I was winding down, getting ready to go to sleep after what was a long night. Okay? I was thirsty. I had gone out for Mexican food with Clint Romashaw and the Pure Talk boys. So when you're having dinner with a genuine war hero, there was tons of chips in case. It was a lot of salt. So I was very, very thirsty. I got a body armor. You ever heard of body armor? It's like Gatorade. Only, I don't know. Who knows? They say it's supposed to be better for you. But I got a body armor. Instead of a water, I wanted some extra hydration. This is going to matter. So I'm sitting there in the dark. I'm sitting in my recliner. It's pitch black. That's important for this. It's pitch black. I'm watching my World War II documentary. And finally, I get the yawns. You know what it would sound like when you yawn. And I think, okay, that's it. It's time for bed. So I turn off the Kindle. All right. Now it is pitch black in the room. There are no lights. There's no light coming in. It is pitch black. And I was just staring at a screen, so my night vision is trash anyway. I can't see anything. I reach over to grab the body armor in the dark, and I had had the lid sitting on the table. I grab the body armor, and I hear the lid slide off the end of the table. Don't worry, Chris. I'm not a spiller. I didn't spill the body armor. I don't spill. But the lid, which was black, if you've ever seen a body armor lid, is black. Black as night. It falls off the table. It lands on the ground, the rug. It lands on carpet, remember, carpet. So it's a black lid in the pitch black that lands on the rug, and I can't see it at all. I look down, even though I can't see. I just instinctively knew where this lid was without any feeling around at all. I bent over, reached down, and took the lid in my fingers immediately. I wasn't even off center. Chris, you don't understand. I wasn't even off center. I could have performed brain surgery in the dark. This lid, something inside of me, some kind of mutation, maybe? Maybe we're dealing with like an X-Men style thing here. Some sort of superhuman ability came out from me. I can sense things in the dark now. I don't know the different ways I'm going to use this ability. Yeah, I definitely don't have to buy NVGs now, Chris. That just saved a fortune. Saved a fortune on NVGs. I'll be able to just, I don't know that I want to describe it as feel where people are, because it's a superhuman ability that I can't put it in a box of our normal senses of sight or sound or smell. What I have is beyond that. It's a sixth sense, if you will. So this was a new discovery for me. I'm guessing I've had this ability for 43 years. Maybe it had something to do with the spider bite. I don't know. I don't know where it came from. I just now told Chris about it. I'm sure he's going to dig into it with me, how we can use this as a force for good. And that's all. I just wanted to get that off my chest. We're going to get back to politics now. We're going to talk about what Joe Biden said today and a bunch of other stuff on the Jesse Kelly Show. I just wanted you to know about that. Anyway, now that you know, do you want your dog to be better, to live longer, to live healthier? What if your dog could have better breath? How about that? A shinier coat, better energy. Is your dog lethargic, just laying around the house all the time? Or is your dog hyperactive, freaking annoying, meow, 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 all day long? Your dog doesn't get nutrition. So your dog is never the dog it can be because it doesn't get nutrition. Well, what do you do? Do you throw out Muffy's food? No. Just start putting Rough Greens on it. All natural nutritional supplement. You sprinkle it on the dog's food. Your dog has everything it needs. Antioxidants and vitamins and probiotics, you name it. You will see differences in your dog, and your dog will live longer. Don't we all want that? Because those little fluffy things become part of the family. Free Jumpstart trial bag is waiting for you. 833-33-MY-DOG, or you can go online, roughgreens.com/Jesse. All right? All right. Joe Biden said something today about Afghanistan. We'll discuss that. And a great example of the weaponization of government. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.